Google turns search into an agent, OpenAI doubles down on provenance, and the AI phishing war gets funded. Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 20th. Today's AI story is about trust meeting action. Google used I/O to make its direction unmistakable. AI is supposed to stop feeling like a chatbot bolted onto products and start acting like a system that can do things for you across Search, Gmail, Android, and the Gemini stack. At the same time, OpenAI and Google both pushed hard on content provenance, a sign that the industry is finally treating verification as product infrastructure. And in the background, investors are still backing security startups built for AI-generated fraud. First, Google's biggest message from I/O was that agentic AI is now the product strategy, not just the demo strategy. In Google's official keynote post, Sundar Pichai called this the agentic Gemini era. Google also launched Gemini 3.5 Flash, which it says is built for complex, long-horizon agentic workflows and is becoming the default model inside AI mode in Search. The commercial takeaway is that Google is trying to collapse search, assistance, and task completion into one behavior. Second, search itself is being recast as an agent surface. Google said AI mode has already passed 1 billion monthly users, and its new search updates push further from link retrieval toward asking the system to act. TechCrunch's framing was blunt. Search as we know it is over. The more important implication is distribution risk. Publishers, e-commerce brands, SaaS products, and marketplaces now have to think about discovery through an answering and doing layer instead of a ranked list of links. Third, Google is bringing that same voice and action model into Workspace. In its Workspace update, Google announced conversational voice features across Gmail, Docs, and Keep, plus updates to AI Inbox and a 24/7 personal AI agent called Gemini Spark. TechCrunch highlighted one especially sticky use case. You can now talk to your Gmail inbox to dig out buried details. That sounds small, but it is exactly the sort of workflow automation enterprises adopt quickly. Fourth, Google also showed how far its world model ambitions are going. TechCrunch reported that DeepMind's Genie can now simulate real streets using Street View data. The headline use cases are robotics, autonomy, and simulation. But the deeper signal is that Google is connecting its real-world data moat to generative and agentic systems. That is hard for smaller players to copy. Fifth, the provenance race got much more serious. OpenAI published a new safety post saying it is making provenance easier to verify through C2PA conformance, adding Google DeepMind's SynthID watermarking to images from ChatGPT, Codex, and the OpenAI API, and previewing a public verification tool for images. Google pushed in the same direction, saying it is expanding transparency and verification tools across Search, Gemini, Chrome, Pixel, and Cloud, while broadening content credentials and SynthID usage. When both OpenAI and Google move on the same trust stack on the same day, provenance stops looking optional. Sixth, the security market is adjusting to the next wave of AI abuse. TechCrunch reported that Ocean, an agentic email security startup, raised $28 million to fight AI phishing. The company says it uses AI to analyze the context of incoming email for fraud and impersonation attempts. Whether or not Ocean wins, the funding itself matters. Investors clearly believe AI-generated social engineering is expanding fast enough to justify new security budgets now. And finally, the discourse item. TechCrunch reported that the jury quickly rejected Elon Musk's case against OpenAI and Microsoft, with courtroom evidence undercutting Musk's claim that OpenAI abandoned its founding aims. The practical read is that OpenAI's governance drama is still loud, but the market will mostly treat it as noise unless it changes product velocity, commercial access, or regulatory risk. The big picture this morning is simple. AI is moving from answering to acting, and from generating to proving. The companies that win the next phase will not just have the smartest models, they will have the best distribution, the deepest workflow integration, and the strongest trust signals. Business idea: provenance ops for media, brands, and enterprise marketing teams. What it is? a SaaS layer that automatically attaches, preserves, audits, and verifies C2PA credentials and watermark signals across image, video, and audio workflows, then produces client-safe proof logs and policy reports. Who pays for it? Publishers, agencies, in-house brand studios, e-commerce marketplaces, and enterprises with legal or compliance exposure around synthetic media. Why now? Both OpenAI and Google pushed provenance infrastructure forward in the last 24 hours, which means buyers will soon expect operational tooling around those standards instead of raw vendor features alone. What makes it defensible? The moat is workflow integration, chain of custody reporting, platform-specific survival testing, and trust dashboards that sit between creation tools, DAM systems, CMS pipelines, and approval teams.